The Taliban government in Afghanistan said Sunday that women can continue to pursue university and postgraduate studies in public and private institutions as long as classrooms or building structures are gender segregated. At a news conference Sunday, the Taliban's acting education minister defended segregating students by gender. He said coeducation is against Islamic tenets and Afghan cultural traditions. The minister said only female teachers will be allowed to teach female students. He added there will be no shortage of women teachers. He also said if necessary, men could teach women from behind a curtain or using video screens in accordance with ultra-conservative Islamic Sharia law. Under the Taliban's 1996 to 2001 government in Afghanistan, women's rights were sharply curtailed, leading to the country's international isolation. Women were barred from leaving home without a male relative, and girls were not permitted to receive an education. Since returning to power nearly a month ago, the Taliban have promised to defend human rights and allow women to study or work. Afghanistan must provide those conditions in order to receive international financial assistance. The Taliban established an all-male caretaker government last week, just days after the United States and Western allies withdrew their troops from Afghanistan. German Chancellor Angela Merkel implored Germans on Sunday to make use of a week-long COVID-19 vaccination campaign in which people can get a free shot at mosques, shops, and football pitches. The government is making a big push over German concerns that the vaccination rate of around 62% is not high enough. This is VOA News. Iran has agreed to allow international inspectors to continue using surveillance cameras at its sensitive nuclear sites. The announcement Sunday averted a diplomatic showdown. The announcement was made after talks in Tehran between Rafael Grossi, who's the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and Mohammad Islami, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. The talks were aimed at easing a standoff between Tehran and the West just as it threatened to escalate. Islami told Iranian news agencies that Tehran agreed to allow international experts to replace the memory cards in the surveillance cameras at Iranian nuclear sites. Those cameras exist under the joint authority of the international and the Iranian nuclear agencies. This was Grossi's first visit to Iran since hardline President Ebrahim Raisi took office in August. Earlier this month, the IAEA said in a report that Iran had continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. It also said verification and monitoring activities have been seriously undermined since February after Iran refused to let inspectors access the international monitoring equipment. International talks with Tehran on limiting Iran's nuclear program have been stalled since June. Pope Francis arrived in Slovakia on Sunday for a four-day visit. Francis earlier in the day briefly visited Hungary and called for believers to be, quote, grounded and open after meeting anti-immigrant prime minister in all of Slovakia's more than 2,600 Catholic churches at the exact time that his plane landed. On Monday, the Pope is due to meet Slovakia's Jewish community, which was decimated by the Holocaust. The United Nations Middle East envoy says the UN will begin on Monday to distribute cash aid to thousands of poor families in Hamas-run Gaza under a program funded by Qatar. Qatar has donated hundreds of millions of dollars to Gaza since the 2014 war between the Palestinian enclave's Islamist Hamas rulers and Israel. But another round of fighting in May prompted Israeli and U.S. demands to revise the payouts to ensure they do not reach Hamas militants. They have since been on hold. An official says under a revised funding scheme coordinated by Qatar and the U.N. and supported by Israel, cash will be given out at more than 700 distribution points throughout the Gaza Strip that will reach about 100,000 beneficiaries. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
On VOA One.